Chapter 1 Cancun, Mexico.
Meet me upstairs. I want you, and I'm taking you to bed.
Despite her pounding head, Anna Mercado smiled to stall for time and sipped her margarita. Delivering a not-so-subtle message, her estranged husband ran his fingertips lightly over the top of her thighs before adjusting the beach umbrella.
We've already discussed this. I'm not sure that's a good idea, she said.
No? I think it's one of the better ideas I've had all day.
Max Mercado grinned, completely at ease with her seeming rejection.
You need more sunscreen or you're going to burn, babe.
His accent made the declaration sound sexy as he climbed over his wood and canvas chair to grab the lotion from her bag. She took another sip of the frozen drink and searched for what to say. Going upstairs with her handsome husband was a terrible idea. She looked past the pristine sand of the Ritz-Carlton's exclusive beach to the startling blue water of the Gulf and tried to remember how she'd been talked into this faux family vacation. That was easy. Their very ill son had begged. She couldn't refuse Zach when he'd asked for so little in the past 12 months. As much as she'd like to blame the wretched circumstances, Max's assumptions this morning were completely valid and entirely her fault. Yesterday, she'd been looking for courage to face the future, so she'd let herself be talked into sharing a suite with him instead of insisting on her own room. She'd come dangerously close to sharing a bed with him last night as well. But almost having sex had more to do with sharing two bottles of wine than talking, and absolutely nothing to do with courage. Lack of communication had long been an issue in their failing marriage. Lack of communication and Max's lack of exclusivity. Compatibility in the bedroom had never been a problem for him. With anyone. If anything, it was just the opposite. Her husband liked to show every woman a good time in bed. Today, she had the mother of all headaches and morning after regrets over an evening that had led to almost sex. She was not sleeping with him. She couldn't. Even if that intimacy was familiar, safe, easy, comfortable. It wasn't love. Not anymore. Despite what others thought, it didn't matter to her how wealthy Max was. As his wife, she couldn't live with his infidelity. She took another sip of her frosty concoction and reached up to stay his hand as he went from rubbing sunscreen into her shoulders to massaging her neck. Okay, so she liked his hands on her. And the man was beautiful. There was no denying it. With his Hispanic good looks and panty-melting charm, he'd always been difficult to resist. Maybe this drink was starting to work as a hangover cure, or maybe she should just set it down on the side table immediately, because she was considering going upstairs with him.
Zach's having a blast.
She was still stalling.
I told him I would get him food from the beach grill when they open for lunch.
Their 14-year-old son was sand sculpting a great white shark with his cousins 10 yards away, blissfully oblivious to his mother's dilemma.
This could be his last shot at fun for a while. Once he checks into Children's Transplant Center.
All playfulness was gone from Max's tone.
I know.
A year ago, she'd never dreamed it would take so long for her son to get a new heart, or that his health would deteriorate to the point where they'd be forced to consider an LVAD heart pump to serve as the bridge to transplantation. The countless meds they used and the pacemaker implanted 6 months earlier could no longer regulate his heart rhythm. Waiting had become a tangible enemy as time was running out. That they were now waiting for someone else to die so their child could live was something she tried not to think about. The guilt would be overpowering. As it was, Anna jumped whenever the phone rang.
Are you glad you're here?
Max's husky voice pulled her from the dismal thoughts. Seeing Zach so happy, she couldn't help but nod.
Yes, I am. I didn't realize how much of a toll this had been taking. You're sure we can get there in time if the hospital calls?
With the company plane, we can be at CTC in 3 hours. And we've got Julia to take care of him if any complications arise.